with it. Amen. We're not here to slice anyone's head off. Amen. Now, one of the things that was on my heart this week is, you know, so many times I weigh the pros and the cons when I'm looking at things, when things I'm faced with. And normally, what I find is most of the time, the pros outweigh the cons. But so many times the adversary wants us to focus on the negative side instead of the positive side. Amen. And when we get on that negative mindset, all of a sudden that's what we're speaking. That's what's coming out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know? And, you know, I was thinking about the pros of being a child of God. Just John 1, where he says, in him was life, the life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. In other words, if there was nothing else from serving the Lord, my salvation is worth it all.
Amen.
Amen. My eternal salvation, where I'm going to spend eternity, not what I'm facing now, but for eternity, I'm going to be blessed to be with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, one of the things that as we're looking to proclaim God's word, Solomon said in Proverbs 18, verse 21, he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen. So what I've been learning to do lately, and this is, I've got these bruises all over it, I've been biting my tongue. Hello? Does anybody need to bite their tongue into place? Come on. Come on. God wants to speak to us. He wants us to know that all of us have a part. Amen. And everybody's valuable and everybody's important, okay? So with this in mind, go with me in Philippians chapter 3 this morning. And we'll see what the Lord wants to say to us through his word. Verse number 12. We're looking at the high calling of God. Look at the one next to you and say, you have a high calling of God on your life. He has called you and appointed you for a time such as now. Amen. So he says in verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And today I want to focus our attention to verse 13. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This word apprehended means to perceive or to understand. In the other case, he was thinking about being arrested by Christ. But in this light, he's speaking about perceiving or understanding. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I pressed toward the mark for the prize of the whole high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I've titled this morning, Speaking Pro-Life. And I'm not just talking about pro-life with babies. I'm speaking about speaking pro-life. Speaking life with our mouth.
Yes.
Amen? Yeah. And so if I looked at the word pro, we're going to look at three things in our text today. One, to proceed. Two, to progress. And three, to profess. Amen? Can we all come into agreement here? Y'all don't mind if I do this, do you? I love coming into agreement. Can we agree together? Repeat after me. Say, I believe.
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God wrote this
word
to me.
I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to do something in every heart and every life of every believer that's gathered here today. Now, Father, I pray that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be from you and not from me. May the words that go forth in this house today bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And when all is said and done and all is complete, you will receive all the glory, you will receive all the honor, and you will receive all the praise because it's all about you. Thank you, Lord, for choosing each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So when I was thinking about speaking proclaiming God's word and speaking pro-life, the first thing he's speaking to us about is, he's going to get this out of my way. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for removing the stumbling blocks out of my way. Things that I'm not accustomed to. One of the things the Lord is really speaking to my heart about, the apostle said, forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, proceed. You know, one of the things I was thinking about this yesterday evening. I was sitting in my easy chair, my recliner, and I was thinking about proceeding and moving forward. And I was reminded of that song of sung by Israel Houghton, Moving Forward. You know that song, No Looking Back? I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. Behold, all things are new. Amen? In other words, what God is saying to you, the Apostle Paul came to the revelation and the understanding that he had to forget what was behind. Amen? In other words, to proceed. How many know, let me say this to you, God's getting ready to pour out and do something that's never been witnessed before. And God doesn't want to bring the old with the new. It doesn't have anything to do with how old you are. The Bible says you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, whether you're 91 or 90 almost. You can still jump up and down. You can shout. Let me tell you something about this exciting 91-year-old woman named Dot. She would still go up on the roof and work on the roof if Jesse would let her. Jesse won't let her on the roof, but she would still climb up on the roof and go on the roof at 91. Amen. Amen. She'd be the one that said, you can't tell me what I can't do. Don't you think you and I should have that same mentality in Christ Jesus? Don't you think we ought to know who we are and that when we're proceeding, we're believing God in his word, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like. When we prayed, he answered the prayer immediately. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout for answering prayers. Hey, guess what? If you're not thankful for the last time he answers your prayer, don't get so excited for what you're asking for now. Hello? He said, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. So in other words, for me to come to his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, I have to remember what he did before. I'm not looking at what I need now. I'm coming with an attitude of gratitude because of what he's already done. Amen. But in Deuteronomy chapter 5, as we're looking at to proceed, Deuteronomy 5, verse 32, the word of God says, you shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God have commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God have commanded you, that you may live. And that may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. You know, we used to sing that song. We went to the enemy's camp, and we took back what he stole from us. But I think we need to change the words of that song in this day we're living in. I think it ought to be, instead of I went to the enemy's camp, it should be I'm going into the enemy's camp and I'm taking back what belongs to me. Amen. In other words, it's an action word. Sometimes when I went, and I speak in the past, we have the present. I'm speaking pro-life. Amen. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So he says to you and I, Solomon writes to you and I in Proverbs chapter 4 to give us a little bit of wisdom. Verse number 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 23. Verse 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, Remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. In other words, as I'm proceeding, the steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. Amen. In other words, when I'm finding delight in his way, doesn't mean that I'm always going to see everything I want to see. But when I find delight, what I've learned to do as a child of God, I delight myself in the Lord and the power of his might. Hello? Amen? In other words, if I ain't happy about the one I'm serving, I'm not going to tell anybody else to get happy about the one that serve him.
That's right.
Amen? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. How can people tell when you're strong? When you're faced with adversity. When everything's going right, everybody can be happy. Everybody can be joyful. But in the midst of adversity, that's when your light so shines before men that they may see your good work and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. What am I doing? There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. This word is not to condemn anybody. This is to encourage everyone. Because guess what? Every last one of us could do better.
Amen.
Hello? Can we do better? Amen? Hey, there's no one perfect in the room. We just serve a perfect God. Amen? Ever learning, but fully, never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? We're being perfected in Christ. Hallelujah? Smile and say you love Jesus. Remember, guys, if I don't hear amen, hallelujah, that means you haven't got the point yet, so I have to keep on going. So even if your belly's grumbling for lunch, go, hallelujah. Amen. I think my wife's going to give me more corn for lunch. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus made it simple. And everybody was coming up with an excuse. In verse 57, I'll start reading there. And it came to pass that as they went in their way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. What the Lord was speaking to my heart about is no more excuses. Hey, sir. No more excuses. Amen? In other words, He said, come follow me and I'll make you become fishers of men. He says, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In other words, we're following Jesus. No more excuses. Amen? No more excuses. Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hey, look at the one next to you and say, we're moving forward. We're moving forward. We're moving forward together. We're better 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 together. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says, there's one thing I've apprehended, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before. In other words, we don't just proceed with this walk, this walk of life. We also progress. Amen? And as we're progressing together, in Job chapter 17, verse number 9. The word of God says, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job 17, verse number 9. He that have clean hands will be stronger and stronger. As we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. In other words, as I'm walking in the light, as he is in the light, I'm fighting the good fight. I'm doing what is right in the day and in the night. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a poet and I do know it. I'm a rhymer. If I could get my rhymer and timer, I'd be pretty good. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Proverbs 4 again as we're looking at to progress. Solomon says in Proverbs 4:18, he says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. I love little praisers. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wish some of you guys would start shouting.
Amen.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
You know, if you know what happens, if you take this word that God's speaking to you, and you just don't chew on it, but that you swallow it, all of a sudden it brings life to your body. All of a sudden it brings life to your mind. All of a sudden it brings life to your soul. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for the church to get excited about Jesus.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Our praise and worship this morning, what was every song about?
Jesus.
It was about Jesus. Amen. And what we're doing is we're proclaiming the name of Jesus to a lost and dying world. And if we can't get excited in here, we surely ain't going to get excited out there. You know what this should be in here? This should be a Holy Ghost pepper rally. You remember when you were getting ready for a game in high school and you gathered together and you had a pepper rally? What did you do? You got excited and you got shouting and getting excited for the game. How many knows that God has already paid everything for you both through Christ Jesus and you win the game? You win the game. You've already read the end of the book and you win. I don't know. That means I have to have a winner's attitude. Dude, can we get a winner's attitude in the room? Can we shout and give him praise? It's okay to praise him. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the very rocks are going to cry out. Amen. And I ain't going to let any rock out cry at me, man. Amen. Hey, I'm related with being stoned, and I'm not that place any longer. Amen. We'll let that go. That was corny, I know. So in 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm sorry I'm not that soft-spoken preacher. First Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul writing to his student, Timothy, he says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear you. Amen. All we are is vessels for his glory, vessels for his honor, and vessels for his praise. So he says to him, having apprehended this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, he proceeds. Reaching forth to those things that are before, he progresses. Amen? So we're going to go, and then he says, but I press towards the mark of the prize. That means to profess. To profess. Are you with me? And Hebrews chapter 6. Verse number 1. He says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. You know, the foundation has been set, Christ Jesus. Now we're building upon that foundation. Amen? We need to grow the kingdom. We need to bite the unsaved at church or reach out to the lost. Amen? So he says to us, when the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 14, when he was speaking about the gifts of the Spirit being active in the body, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 12, he says, even so ye, for as much as you're zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. In other words, what we're here to do is to build each other up. How many of us going through something in your life? Come on, let's be real. How many need some encouragement? You know, we live in a world where there's nothing but negative. Every which way you turn, there's so much negativity in the world. And we have, and Christ Jesus, have the authority and the power through the Holy Spirit and the gift of God to build people up. We need to build one another up. In other words, let's stop looking at what's wrong with our brother and sister, and let's find something that's good about them and start speaking in the goodness of them. Let's start promoting God's goodness and God's grace and God's mercy. Amen? In other words, I want to look at it and look at things in a different light with a different attitude. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, with this in mind, verse number 14. He says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charge them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us simply in closing today? What he is saying to us is this, that we're speaking pro-life, that we're to proceed by forgetting those things which are behind. There's so much religious tradition that has just been traditions. It's just like all the people that will go up the street to traditions. It doesn't matter what the food's like. They've been so used to going to traditions, they go there every Sunday because it's a family tradition. And there's so many traditions in the body of Christ that people do just because they're traditions. Amen? But God is saying, if we're going to look at something new, we got to let some of the old things pass away. Behold, some things are coming new. Amen? It wouldn't hurt if somebody got excited about Jesus in praise and worship and started jumping up and down, running around, giving God some glory. Let me say this to you. When I was in the world, I raised all kinds of noise. Hello? Especially when I was belligerent. I couldn't shut up. Amen. And now I'm belligerent again. I'm drunk with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I can drive without getting a ticket. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's okay for us to get a little excited about Jesus. You know, I'm not so worried about what my one next to me thinks. I'm more concerned about what Jesus thinks.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, can somebody get radical in here? Come on. Can we get a little radical for the kingdom of God? Amen. Can we let God arise and let the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name? Can we stop giving the devil all the credit and give God some glory? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, can we get a little excited about Jesus? Come on, come on, come on, I see something. It's come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. How many have the Holy Ghost in you? If you have the Holy Ghost in you, you can't help but get excited. If you get excited, give God some praise. Give God some glory. Give God some honor. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. The devil hates it. The devil hates it. Come on, give God a shout of praise. The devil can't stand it when you praise God. Give him some praise. Give him some glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, when we get in that atmosphere of worship and praise and glorifying God, then the lame are going to begin to walk. The blind are going to see. The deaf are going to hear. Guess what? And some dead people are going to be raised up. Come on. Come on. Come on, we serve a God that's still alive. He's alive and he's well. Look at your neighbor and say, he's alive and well in you. In me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So he says to us in closing today, that's only the second or third one. Only two? Second closing, all right. What does he say to us in closing? No looking back. We're going to proceed. We're going to progress. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to grow. You will grow stronger in the Lord, in his power and in his might, with power to fight the good fight in the day and in the night. Get that right. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he also says to us to procure in closing. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, in verse 26 of Matthew 16. He says, For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. God says to you and I in his word, faith without works is dead, being alone. I'm not working for my salvation. The word of God says, for by grace I'm saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What I'm doing for the kingdom isn't to earn my salvation, but it's out of an attitude of gratitude for my salvation. Hey, how many are saved in the room? Let me see your hand. If you're not saved, the Bible says, behold, he stands at the door and knocks. If you hear his voice and opens the door, he'll come in and sup with you and he with you. Me with him, whichever way it is. Would you all stand with me today? If you can, if you can't, that's okay. Can you raise your hands to heaven? Pastor, why do you do that? You know, I used to play cowboys, and we used to play army with one another, and we played army. And when you captured the enemy had to surrender. He had to raise their hands. And all the way through God's word, it speaks about lifting your hands to heaven. And maybe you have a part in your body. Wait a minute, the Holy Spirit wants to say something. That doesn't feel good when you lift your hands. God says he'll heal that part in your body if you just lift your hands. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's in this room today. I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable. It does not change. Your word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And that standard was raised at the cross of Calvary. Father, when you said it was finished, it was done, it was completed. Your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. You see everybody in the room, Father God. Father, I thank you for the anointing of God to destroy every yoke of bondage, every yoke of disease, every yoke of sickness in Jesus' name. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for liberating your children from sickness and disease in Jesus' name. Your word declares that they that wait upon you, that you'll renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for every believer in the room. I thank you that you're meeting them right where they're at. I thank you that you're strengthening them in your power and in your might. Your word also declares that you are our provider. For my God shall supply for all my need and glory and riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father, you see every need that's represented in this atmosphere today. Meet each and every one right where they're at. Father, open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. Father, we speak to family members now. Family members that have drifted away, family members that aren't serving you. Your word declares no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. Holy Spirit, draw our family members and loved ones to you. May they come to know you in a supernatural way. And Father, I thank you, Father God, for a fresh measure of the anointing upon each and every one in this room. May they share your love with others this week And may everybody bring somebody with them next week. May there not be one that comes alone. So, Lord, we'll never cease to give you praise and glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Greet one another. Love one another. Amen.